call with LSU head coach Ed Orgeron. The Tigers will host Arkansas on Saturday for a 6 o'clock kickoff on ESPN. To ask a question for Coach Orgeron, please press star 1 on your telephone's keypad now. And Coach, while we wait on any questions, if you could take a minute to comment on your team as you're into the Arkansas game on Saturday.
First of all, we're looking forward to playing at home. Our last two games at home were the greatest place in the world. I know it's going to be a great crowd on Saturday night. We've been practicing things that we need to fix both offensively and defensively on special teams. Obviously, with an interim coach, with the open date, I'm sure they're going to be trying some stuff that is new or maybe some stuff that has given us problems. So we're working on that stuff this week.
First up, we'll go to Brooks Cabina, the advocate.
Morning, Ed.
What's up, Brooks?
Hey, what is the path for Michael Divinity to play again? Is there a timetable for that?
Yeah, you know Mike's back with the team, which we're happy. He is unable to play right now. And we keep all that stuff in-house, but he is unable to play it, and it will be a while until he's able to play.
Okay. And is there an update on Thaddeus Moss and Ty Davis Price?
Yeah, I think those guys are going to be able to play this week. I haven't talked to Jack yet. I haven't seen any practice yesterday. I don't know if they're going to practice today, but I think they're going to be game ready.
Okay, thanks.
All right.
Next, we'll go to Tom Murphy, the Arkansas Democrat Gazette.
Yeah, hey, Ed, I'm wondering, what are your observations about this Arkansas offense and, you know, personnel and what they're trying to do? And then, particularly a quarterback where three different guys have started this year.
It's something I'm sure they're trying to find their way, obviously. They have some very good schemes. They have a very good running back in Rakeem Boyd. They have a very good wide receiver in Treylon Burks, a guy I personally tried to recruit, so they have some talent there. I think that their quarterback runs, or they have a good scheme with their quarterback runs. They have some good schemes. I think what they struggle with is execution and turnovers.
And then on the other side of the ball, they're giving up a tremendous amount of yards and points this year. Just what do you see out of them?
Sosa's a good player. McKelvin and James are good players. They're giving up some big plays, obviously. 225 rushing, 221 passing. So I think it's been a combination of the teams that they played and a matter of, again, execution.
Next is Jock Doucette of WAFB.
Hey, Coach, good morning.
Good morning.
Coach, I heard Jacob Hester talking on the radio the other day. I thought he made a great point about how some people might have just swept the Todd Harris injury under the rug and how that was a tough thing for you guys to deal with. How tough was that injury for you guys to kind of adjust to, and how is Todd doing with his recovery?
Well, it's hurt us. First of all, Todd was one of our best players. And now it's made us move Cornell Flott back there. Our freshman corners have to play safety, especially with Grant Devils' injury. I don't know if he'll be ready this week. So it's limited us to some things that we want to do on defense and put some guys back there that doesn't have a lot of experience.
And, Coach, you're a totally different team this year than you were last year, but Arkansas wasn't playing very well last year either, and you went up there, and it was kind of an ugly game. Do you take anything away from that one going into this?
Don't underestimate them. They always play well against LSU. We have to play our best game. We're looking at the things that we didn't do well last week. We still looking to play 60 minutes at the LSU standard performance. We haven't done that yet. Hopefully we can do it this week.
Next, we'll go to Nate Allen.
The whole mix, has it been better than even you could have
imagined? Hey, Nate. Hey, can you start over for us, please?
Oh, sure. I was going to say, has the mix in the offense with Brady and Ensminger and all been more than you could envision?
I would say yes. Obviously, I thought we were going to be really good. with the point 714 yards up to do the things that we're doing, to have the success that we're doing is much further advanced than I thought it'd be. Obviously, I always wanted it that way. I'm not complaining. But I think the speed in which they learned the spread offense and the way it was taught has been phenomenal. And it all starts with our quarterback. He has a great head on his shoulder. He's smart. He knows what to do with the ball. We have great players, and we have great coaches coaching that system.
How much does the whole offense do help your running game as far as his, you know, the thinner box for Edwards and Hilaire to run through?
Obviously, great space. They always seem like they're a gap short. And once we can find where there's a gap short, we hit it. Clyde has a tremendous vision. And I think our offensive line has been the MVP. You know, if you ask anything, they've played well. And so I think the overall scheme creates space for athletes and put them in space and let them make plays.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Bye, Nate.
Thank you.
Next, we'll go to Glenn Gilbo of USA Today Network.
Coach, do you think that if you make the SEC championship game, that Divinity will have a chance to play in that game or a game after that?
No, he will not be eligible. I think that eligibility would come towards after a bowl, or there would be another bowl. There would be a championship game. Maybe he may be eligible for that. Up until then, Mike will not be eligible to play.
I got you. And what players have done well trying to pick up the slack for him? I think Thornton is playing more.
Yeah, you know, Ray Thornton is playing more. Andre Anthony, those guys. Ray Marcel Brooks has done an outstanding job of rushing on the heads like that. And, you know, first of all, you got to give him credit. To our inside linebackers, I thought those guys have done a tremendous job. Patrick Queen and Jacob Phillips, I think they're playing lights out football.
Thank you.
All right.
Next, we'll go to David Pascal, the Chattanooga Times Free Press.
Hey, Ed, you've mentioned a couple of times that with Arkansas having the open date, they may try some things. How much can you realistically do in just 2 weeks to try to change things up?
Yeah, I think that you can do some things, obviously. Look at some things that have hurt us and run them if they're close to something in their system. I don't think you can overhaul a system in 1 week and expect to totally overhaul a system in 1 week and expect them to perform at a high level. But I think, you know, obviously the coach is going to want to put his tweaks on it, maybe run the ball more, maybe play action pass, play a different quarterback, not play a quarterback. Maybe blitz more, blitz less, onside kicks on special teams. Just, I'm sure a coach would like to add his flavor, whatever it may be.
And then you had such a big win at Alabama. The last couple of weeks, just curious. I mean, especially kids sometimes will see a point spread like this game has. Have you detected any kind of overconfidence in your kids, and how do you guard against that?
Yeah, you know, I think a regular team would have overconfidence and letdowns and stuff, but you know, we had a 21-point victory over Ole Miss. I think I was the only one happy in the locker room. The guys were not happy with their performance. Joe had two interceptions. He was not happy. The defense was not happy. So we had one of our better Tuesday practices yesterday. I think it's more or less right now, this point of the season, we're competing with ourselves to play the LSU standard of performance. And once we do that, we feel that we're going to be fine.
Thanks, Ed.
You're welcome.
Next is Bob Hope, New Arkansas Democrat Gazette.
Hey, Ed. How you doing?
Good morning, Bob.
Hey, I saw this on Twitter, so I know it has to be true. There was some video, I guess, of the Magnolia Bowl trophy just still on the sidelines there. If you guys beat Ole Miss, did you guys end up taking that home, or do you know the whereabouts of the Magnolia trophy?
Oh, yeah. We took it home. It's down there in our trophy case. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we got it.
Okay, you're obviously playing for another trophy this week with the boot. Kind of, what does the boot mean to you guys, and what do you kind of think of trophy games in general?
Yeah, you know, we put it right there in the old building, and the boot was the first thing you seen when you walked in the building upstairs there near Miss Lois's desk. And I think the reason why is that it signifies that after the Alabama game that we have to play well. And ever since I've been here, after Alabama, we played Arkansas. So that was always a big game for us. And we didn't have the mood for a couple of years, and Arkansas had got the best LSU. So it means a lot to our players to win this football game. It also signifies the way we're playing towards the end of the season.
So you guys have the booth on pretty good display there?
Yes, the booth is on display here. Everybody can see it, and it's awfully shiny, especially on the Louisiana port.
Okay, thanks, Ed.
Thank you.
That's all your time, Coach. Thank you.
All right.